ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Summon Bonan, Chapter 9, entitled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna, text number 1 and 2. First, we'll start by reading the chapter summary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Chapter 9, Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna. While Mother Yashoda was allowing Krishna to drink her breast milk, she was forced to stop because she saw the milk pan boiling over on the oven. The maidservants being engaged in other businesses, she stopped allowing Krishna to drink from her breast and immediately attended to the overflowing milk pan. Krishna became very angry because of his mother's behavior and devised a means of breaking the pots of yogurt. Because he created this disturbance, Mother Yashoda decided to bind him. These incidents are described in this chapter. One day, the maidservants being engaged in other work, Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt into butter herself. And in the meantime, Krishna came and requested her to allow him to suck her breast milk. Of course, Mother Yashoda immediately allowed him to do so. But then she saw that the hot milk on the oven was boiling over, and therefore she immediately stopped allowing Krishna to drink the milk of her breast and went to stop the milk on the oven from overflowing. Krishna, however, having been interrupted in his business of sucking the breast, was very angry. He took a piece of stone, broke the churning pot, and entered a room where he began to eat the freshly churned butter. When Mother Yashoda, after attending to the overflowing milk, returned and saw the pot broken, she could understand that this was the work of Krishna, and therefore she went to search for him. When she entered the room, she saw Krishna standing on the ulukala, a large mortar for grinding spices. Having turned the mortar upside down, he was stealing butter hanging from a swing and was distributing the butter to the monkeys. As soon as Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda, that his mother had come, he immediately began to run away, and Mother Yashoda began to follow him. After going some distance, Mother Yashoda was able to catch Krishna, who because of his offense was crying. Mother Yashoda, of course, threatened to punish Krishna if he acted in that way again. She decided to bind him with rope. Unfortunately, when the time came to knot the rope with which she wanted to bind him was short by a distance equal to the width of two fingers. When she made the rope longer by adding another rope, she again saw that it was short by two fingers. Again and again she tried, and again she found the rope too short by two fingers. Thus she became very tired, and Krishna, seeing his affectionate mother so tired, allowed himself to be bound. Now, being compassionate, he did not show his unlimited potency. After Mother Yashoda bound Krishna and became engaged in other household affairs, Krishna observed two Yamala Arjuna trees, which were actually Nalakuvara and Manigriva. two sons of Kuvera, who had been condemned by Narada Muni to become trees. Krishna, by his mercy, now began to proceed towards the tree to fulfill the desire of Narada Muni. Text 1 and 2. Sri Suka Uvacha Ekada Grihada Shishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Nijuptashu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi Sri Suka Uvacha Ekada Grihada Shishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Nijuktashu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi Sri Suka Uvacha Ekada Grihada Shishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Nijuktashu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi. Please chant. Jani jani hagitani tadbala charitani cha dadi nirmantane kale smaranti tanya gayata. Cinnamons. Sri Sukaubacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Ekada, one day, Grihada Shishu, when all the main servants of the household were otherwise engaged, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Gehini, the Queen of Nanda Maharaj, Karma Antara, in other household affairs, Niyuktashu, being engaged, Nirmanmanta, churned, Swayam, personally, Dadi, the yogur, Yani, all such, Yani, such iha in this connection, gitani, songs, tatbala charitani, in which the activities of her own child were enacted. Cha an dadi nirmantane, while churning the yogurt, kale, at that time, smaranti, remembering, tani, all of them in the form of sons, agayata, chanted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, one day, when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childhood activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on the Diwali day, or Dipamalika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the months of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses will automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that this child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. While churning the butter, wow, it's a mouse running under you guys there. Rascal. Yes, must be Nitai, what is the Nimai of Sasuru Maharaj books? While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry and have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Sakatasura, and Trinivarta. And while churning the butter, she sung about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Rupa Swamin Iti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. look for something here for a second. Remember this verse, or no, this purport was quoted by His Grace Dravida Prabhu, that if he found this like a direction from Srila Prabhupada to do something that he has this special gift of poeticizing Krishna's activities and Krishna's translations, the translation of the scriptures. So he have he took inspiration and direction from this purport. He quoted this when he says that this should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, meaning that to sing about Krishna's activities in poetical form. So he is following that to the letter. Yes. It's a wonderful gift to do that, and to be able to sing and speak and compose poetically. Persons who do that are called Kaviraj. Or Kaviraj means, you know, like an expert poet. So many great personalities in our traditions, they have that title, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. There were so many others that have that title of being a great poet, to have this gift of being able to sing and compose the scriptures and the philosophy of the scriptures and the pastimes of Krishna in poetical form. Now, some of us may not have that gift, but we can learn, or we can recite the poetry of all these great personalities. So we have plenty of wonderful songs by our Vaishnava Acharyas, especially we have the richness of Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who composed so many songs in beautiful poetry in glorification of Krishna. We just concluded the months of Kartik, in which these pastimes of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. Prabhupada quotes Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur saying that, quoting Srila Sanatana Goswami, that the day that this was done was during Diwali day. And Diwali is one day before the Govardhan Lila. Not in the past tense, this is not the chronology of this particular past tense. In this past tense, Krishna was a baby. And during the Govardhan Lila, Krishna was 7 years old, so he was a little older. So it was later in the chronology of Krishna's pastimes. But the pastimes did happen during the Kartik month, and Diwali usually is, well, always is one day before Govardhan Puja. So this bounding of Krishna took place during Diwali. and Diwali is the festival of lights that is a celebration that was first performed when Lord Ramachandra came back to Ayodhya from being 14 years exiled, and also after defeating Ravana and his armies of demons and rescuing Mother Sita. And then he came back to Ayodhya, and the city of Ayodhya received him with this festival of light. And since then, this has been celebrated as the Diwali. Deepavali, Deepa means light, and so Deepavali or Diwali or Deepamalika means the festival of lights. So the story goes that Mother Yashoda decided that, okay, all the gopas and the gopis have been complaining that Krishna is doing all these mischievous activities of stealing butter from their houses and their storage room and creating a little bit of a havoc. And she concluded that Krishna is doing this because maybe he doesn't like the milk products that we have here in our house. So therefore, she's gonna make this a special butter and milk products. And she's going to choose from these special cows that she has in that is part of the herd of Nanda Maharaj, that they only eat these grasses that are very, very tasteful, special grasses. And so these cows and the grasses were so special that it will flavor the milk. One can only imagine. And so she personally decided to take up to make this butter for Krishna from this special flavor milk. And so she will be churning the butter. And at that time, Krishna came and asked her to, that he was hungry. So you hear Srila Prabhupada narrating in the beginning during the how you call that, the introduction, and the introduction of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada explains what follows. You know, Krishna, the milk overflowed. Mother Yashoda put Krishna down, went to take care of the milk. Krishna became angry and started to do all kinds of mischievous, broke the pot, and then went to break also the milk, the pots of butter, and distributed to the monkeys. So so then the pastime took place. The pastime of Krishna being bound. There are so many wonderful things that we're going to hear in terms of Krishna's reciprocation, and also the understanding that how it is by Krishna's mercy that we can actually connect with him in different intimate ways. That how he allows that, but it requires certain. It requires a very specific level of consciousness, because you cannot reach Krishna. We cannot, by our own effort, it is explained that we can reach Krishna. We cannot being able to connect to Krishna or bind Krishna. So it is required not only our effort, but it's also required Krishna's mercy. So these two things are there. And this is one of the special instructions that comes in our disciplic succession. Actually, specifically, this is the understanding that was propounded by Srila Ramanujacharya, that to achieve perfection, one requires two things. One requires effort as well as mercy. And he compares that to a baby monkey. And the baby monkey is able to move about, and so move from place, from point A to point B, by the mercy of the mother, because the baby is so small that it's not able to move from one tree to another tree. So the baby requires the assistance of the mother. But what Srila Ramanujacharya explains is that similarly, for us to move from a particular stage of consciousness to a higher state of consciousness, we require Krishna's mercy. On our own capacity is not possible, but it's also by Krishna's mercy. But the power that is required from us is to hold to that mercy. So like the little monkey, we see when we go into India that you have all those baby monkeys like holding tight to the body of the mother. And then the mother is just jumping from one tree to another, running around, and the little baby is just holding tight. So that's the part that is required from us. That's the work that is required from us. We have to hold, and we have to hold tight. And then Krishna take us. So by mercy as well as by works. Different than other Vaishnava thinkers and philosophers, there are some that argue that it's just by mercy. And they give the example of the little baby cat, like a kitty, how you call it, a kitten. The baby cat, similarly, is taken from point A to point B by the mother, but the baby cat doesn't have to do anything. The mother grabs the baby by the neck and hold it tight, and the little thing just goes limp, doesn't have to do anything. And then the mother takes the baby from point A to point B. So you don't have to do anything, you just have to receive, and completely given, go limp on the mercy of the Lord. So you just completely surrender to the mercy of the Lord, and then the Lord takes you. Lord Chaitanya, he embraced the understanding or the philosophical understanding of Srila Ramanujacharya. is one of the things that he adopted from the Sri Sampradaya. So our philosophy is that we have to make an effort. So in the pastime of Mother Yashoda, she was trying very hard to bind Krishna. So she was working very hard, but she was not able to do it until Krishna allowed her to do. So by Krishna's mercy, she was able to bind Krishna. And it is explained that the binding principle that, or the binding principle that was able to tie Krishna was Mother Yashoda's love. So that is something that is also a very important understanding in this pastime, that that Krishna is conquered by the devotee's love, and he is basically become subservient to that. That's why in the beginning of the Nectar of Devotion, one of the characteristics of bhakti is that it's very rare, because it's something that Krishna doesn't give so easily. Because if when Krishna is when bhakti is fully manifest, then Krishna is completely controlled by that love, by that loving devotional service. So then he's completely conquered. And that's one of the things that the prayers of Damodarastaka says, that that Krishna is showing to all of those. I think it's the second verse. What is it? Iti driksha lila bir ananda. No, I think the one that says that Krishna is showing to all of those yogis and philosophers and transcendentalists that he's only conquered by love, by the love of the devotees. So one of the important lessons of this pastime that we're going to be now entering into hearing, and of course, as I was saying in the beginning, that the constant singing and remembering the pastimes of Krishna, especially following Mother Yashoda, that as you doing your service or doing your activities, you're singing the pastimes of Krishna in poetical form. And if we follow that, we can remain Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. So it's a very important lesson, important practice. Of course, I'm gonna embarrass Mukunda Raghunath Prabhu that every time you hear him doing service, he's just like, you know, expounding verses after verses after verses after verses, shlokas after shlokas to the Lord. So you can appreciate that, you know, when he's doing burfi, cooking the burfi, then he goes, you know, reciting these shlokas or these things. Sometimes he recites the Brahma Sanhita, sometimes he recites the Vishnu Sahasranam, sometimes he recites the Nrisinga Kavacham shlokas, sometimes he recites this one or that one or that one, so many. One time I asked him, Mukunda Raghunath Prabhu, how many verses you know? And he says, you know, in a very humble way, like, you know, like 35,000. Thank you. I say, yeah. Actually, I was just dressing next to him. I was dressing the sorry to embarrass you, Prabhu, but it's appreciation. The disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and he was dressing Gornitai, and he was reciting the Nrisinga Kavacham. And I was just thinking, when he was dressing Lord Nityananda at that time, I just turned and see that, I would say, wow, how much he must be pleasing the Lord, you know, just reciting, just like this picture of Krishna sucking Mother Yashoda's breast and she's singing the passions of Krishna. So so how much, you know, that picture of, you know, you serving Krishna and then you singing also the past tense, you're meditating on the past tense of Krishna. And that's what is explained. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna consciousness. With these things that we should follow. And this incident show how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. So we should follow like that. And I appreciate our dear Mukunda Raghunath Prabhu for being such an example of that. Very nice. Thank you. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. The main point, I think the most important point, I think in any of our Krishna consciousness, is which one point you made in the class, is that Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Of course, the combination of effort, but and so this kind of brings to mind maybe some points maybe devotees have a dilemma with. I know I did over the years, is that in the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 12, verse 12, it says, one cannot capture the Lord. This is our misconception. At least I had a misconception that, because we always hear, one should become a pure devotee, follow the regular principles, do your sadhana bhakti, in this way you could capture the Lord. This verse from the Bhagavatam says, 5th canto, chapter 12, verse 12, it says that one cannot capture the absolute truth merely by celibacy, brahmachari, accepting sannyas, or any of the ashrams, nor can one capture the Lord by so many difficult austerities like being buried under the ground. Only to one who accepts the dust of a lotus feet of a devotee, who could be anyone, actually. And this reminds me of a pastime that I kind of wanted to mention over the past few days, but I'll relate it to this point. Appreciation on this point. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand, chapter 21. It mentions the story of a celibate named, the two characters in the pastime is Devananda Pandit, a celibate monk, and Srivast Thakur, Lord Chaitanya's associate. One day, Devananda Pandit was a celibate monk his whole life, and he was renowned as a great Bhagavatam speaker. So he had many students, etc. So one day, Devananda Pandit was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class to his students. And one day, Srivast Thakur, he was walking by the Bhagavatam class, and he heard nice Krishna Katha going on. He entered the temple, the Bhagavatam class of Devananda Pandit. And while Devananda Pandit was giving a class, Srivast Thakur was crying in love of Krishna. He was sighing, crying. And Devananda Pandit, he was like, who's making all this racket? Because my intention is that, like this pastime mentions that Mother Yashoda was able to bound Krishna, but in our spiritual life, a lot of times we become discouraged because we feel, if I'm bounded by the most material nature, then how can I bound Krishna? And we hear this pastime that one cannot bound the Lord by celibacy, and we see that the difference between a free person and a slave is that a free person is happy in all circumstances, and the slave isn't. So when Devananda Pandit saw Srivast Thakur, he was like, I can't hear myself speak Bhagavatam class, he's ruining my class. And we see that he was a slave of his arrogance, a slave is never happy. And this was a great Vaishnava, Srivast Thakur. So Devananda's Pandit student literally grabbed Srivast Thakur and threw him out of Bhagavatam. But devotees are so humble, they don't file complaints, they don't spread it on Facebook. So Srivast Thakur never told anyone. But Lord Chaitanya one day was walking by Devananda Pandit's ashram, and since the Lord is a super soul, he has 24-hour surveillance. He blasted Devananda Pandit, criticized him, etc. And the reason I appreciate this pastime, I'll relate it to one other verse, one of my favorite ones in Bhagavatam. It says, this is from 5th canto, chapter 1, verse 17. It says that even if a person is a monk who travels from forest to forest, he must always fear material bondage because he is married to six co-wives, the mind and five senses. On the other hand, even if a person is a householder, if he is divorced from Maya, then he is always self-satisfied. This is 5th canto, chapter 1, verse 17. And the reason I love this verse is because it reminds me of the Durvasamuni pastime. Durvasamuni was a monk, but he was married to Maya. That's why he was envious and dissatisfied. On the other hand, Ambarish was a householder, but he was divorced from Maya. That's why he was always satisfied. So we see that in a world, it may be easy to break up with our girlfriend, divorce our wife, but it's not so easy to divorce Maya, even by accepting the dress of renunciate. And this is, so my question, my final question is, we see that so many devotees were able to capture the Lord, even though they weren't celibate monks. Even prostitutes, Pingala the prostitute, Haridaso Kaur prostitute, Bilvamanga Thakur, who was attached to a prostitute, and even in the first canto, chapter 11, verse 19, Prabhupada says that even prostitutes could be unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Gyane Prayasam Udapasya Namata Eva Jivanti Sam Mukali Tam Bhavadiya Bhartam Stane Stitu Shruti Gatam Tanuvam Manubir Ye Prayasho Ajita Jito Apiyasi Tais Tri Lokyam. Shankar Pandit Prabhu told me to learn this verse. And this verse says that if one remains situated in his own social position, even the position of a prostitute, he could conquer and capture the Lord, who is otherwise unconquerable by pretty much everyone within the three worlds, even celibate monks. So my question is, how can one remain encouraged when you have an artist, and how can one avoid being so proud when you think you could capture Lord based on the qualifications of celibacy, etc.? We see so many pastimes like that, so maybe you could elaborate on that point.
Well, you quoted that verse, and the answer is in that verse. You remember the translation of that verse? Yeah, so you remain in your position, and you engage in hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. And let me see, look for that verse. So So that's the full instructions is in that verse, which is, you know, it's an important verse. It's Lord Brahma, and it's a verse that Lord Chaitanya accepted as the goal of life by Ramananda Roy. Yeah, 14th chapter. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social position, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with the body, words, and mind, offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their life to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within these three worlds. So we have to become more absorbed, and we have to refine our practice of hearing and chanting. We have to breakthrough. The encouragement is just look back. There is progress if we remain consistently in the process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you don't have attachment to the holy name while chanting, well, keep chanting. You still victimized by some bad habits while chanting, well, keep chanting. You have envy, or you have anger issues and this and that, lost, you still keep chanting. In other words, we don't give up the chanting. You fall down, keep chanting. Stand up and keep chanting. So we continue doing that, and it's also while doing that, well, we remain in our position. We refine our way of following, and you know the other famous shloka of this series of prayers by Lord Brahma is that, you know, we remain patiently waiting for the Lord's mercy. We tolerate whatever, you know, things, you know, are hitting us, the result of our karma, the result of our condition. We tolerate those things, that whatever Krishna puts, however Krishna arranged for us, we tolerate, and we continue our practice waiting for Krishna's mercy to manifest. It's like Mother Yashoda, she didn't give up. She was tired, and she was frustrated too. But, you know, she kept doing and kept doing, and, you know, Krishna showed the mercy eventually. She have to put, she basically used all the robes and mind. How much robe there must be in that household? Because Nanda Maharaj owns, you know, 900,000 cows. So there should be a lot of robe. So it's, the narration says that she used all the robe on her household. She had to go to the neighbors to get more robe. And she used the robe, and still she couldn't tie Krishna. So we wait. We wait patiently. But in the meantime, we have to do our work, which is, you know, the other lesson. We have to work. So we have to refine, we have to try, you know, and understand that we don't have the capacity, the mercy part comes. Our work is that we have to hold tight to the lotus feet of the devotees. Because in the lotus feet of the devotees is where the mercy of the Lord is available for us. So that's another, you know, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Shatma. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one can cross. By that attachment, by worshipping and accepting the lotus feet of the spiritual master, one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. So it's right there. The mercy of Krishna is right there in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And so we have to hold tight. What is it then, the meaning of holding tight to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada? That means, do you embrace Prabhupada's instructions? So you follow his directions. So we hold tight to those directions. So that's what we're trying. We're trying our best. You know, what is Prabhupada's direction? Well, we have to seriously practice this process of sadhana bhakti. You know, worshipping the deities, waking up early, attending to the programs, you know, you do your best on that, listen to Bhagavatam daily, chanting 16 rounds, and try to chant, you know, make the effort to chant 16 good rounds, meaning make the effort to avoid the offenses, the 10 offenses, and follow the four regulated principles. Service to the devotees. So there is a serious, and read his books. That's what Prabhupada, you know, say, you study my books. So this is what this verse says, you know, we become absorbed in the descriptions of the activities of the Lord, dedicating the life to these narrations. So we dedicate our life to, you know, the studies of the scriptures, like that. So, okay. Yes, Jitendra Prabhu.
In the summary of the chapter, there's two words. They use the word twice, oven. Oven is something you stick the pizza in, you know, but the stove is where you boil the milk. So I think they got the wording a little wrong. I mean, that's just my observation. And then, you know, for some of us who have a speech impediment as far as pronouncing the words, Dhanavir Swami would do the word-for-word translation first, then recite the verse.
Ah.
So that was beneficial for me, you know. Somewhere on the evolutionary scale, I just, you know, I didn't add up, you know. So my pronunciation isn't correct. But,
okay.
You know.
I try to do like that. It's a good point. Some devotees do like that, yes.
Yeah, and yeah. It seems to me that Jai Baladev, you know, he already knows the answer before he asks the question.
Yes, we all know that. We just appreciate, you know, there's always, he always has a question, so he makes.
He's speaking for our benefit. And he, okay.
Just one short rebuttal.
Very short.
I do not know the answer because we see that Keshava Kashmiri, he was blessed by Saraswati, and he said, because he was blessed by the God of the Learning, I know all the answers. Then when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't know any answers, because he thought he knew all the answers. So, Rasha Chaham Riddhi Sanivishto Mata Shmita Gyanam Opahanam Cha, Krishna gives the wisdom, so as soon as you say, I have all the answers, Krishna will humble you, so no, I would disagree, I don't. So, thank you. But anyway.
more rebuttal. Okay. Jitendra again.
I remember there was this fella, and he had a T-shirt, and it says, "My brain," and a big, huge brain, picture of big, huge brain, and then "Your brain." And then it said, "Any questions?"
Jai. Thank you so much, everybody. Garantarashman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.